Wow, thanks a lot. All right, here's some starting music. I haven't listened to it, so it's going to be great.
Need a strong workforce that'll carry your roster, but if he goes down, then he'll bury your roster. And man, if I had to draft Arian Foster, I ain't brand new, I'm handcuffing him with Opera Glue. As long as I got a bench spot, he's on my squad. In the deep league, wouldn't give it a second thought. Before I beat you subject to death with a stick, I have to say, handcuffing Adrian Peterson's a waste of a pick. With the third overall pick, I select JC, Jamal Charles, handcuffing him with KD. Now Davis, yeah, he's a man. And if Charles were to go down, and both feet is where I land. To get value, I'm patiently waiting. In the mid-rounds, I'm drafting both Gurley and Mason. I even hang a Brandon Cooks with Nick Jones. Cause if your number one goes down, you're screwed. Right, Matthews, yeah, that's my handcuff. That's my handcuff. That's my handcuff. James Starks, yeah, that's my handcuff. That's my handcuff. That's my handcuff. D'Angelo Williams, yeah, that's my handcuff. That's my handcuff. That's my handcuff. Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, that's not my handcuff.
Welcome everyone to the 2015 TPS NFL update, episode one, whatever you want to call it, preseason extravaganza. I am EDD999, your reigning champion of this league.
Your mic is like
really... I was going to say, keep talking louder into the mic.
I'm sorry. It's coming up perfect on the recording. So that's all that really matters. All
right.
As long as you guys can hear me, that I am the champion, of the TPS NFL.
We don't know what you just said. It sounded like you just said...
let's hope that that doesn't happen.
What are you, a Peanuts character?
Maybe.
When you were a kid, I mean, what's going on?
There's never been a time when that makes more sense than now.
It all makes sense, right? It's all making sense. Who's with me?
Yes.
Name yourself.
It's all making sense.
Name yourselves.
But we're not with you.
Yes, you're not with me. Just name yourselves.
So,
Born 34?
Ourselves names?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I am the king of the league, top-notch ace, number one in this league, the Rough Rider beater, undefeated, can't be beat by the Rough Riders.
I think I beat you twice last year.
Actually, sorry, sir. I hate to tell you that, but you didn't.
And I'm actually the champion because I beat everyone.
No, you're actually the champion because you got a fraud championship.
I worked this league. I took this league to school. I'm the bus driver of this league.
Yeah, you're the bus driver of the little short bus.
That's actually correct. That is true.
That is true. You are the short bus driver.
This league is the short bus. All right, what else? Who else?
So he's saying MMA Rich is sitting in the back with a helmet on his head, sucking his thumb. What you saying?
Wow. I'm just saying.
Is he saying Tomato is the guy that's over there drooling all over himself?
And wearing a diaper.
Rubbing himself?
Wow.
Franchise, where are you?
Where am I? I'm not even on the bus.
Yeah, you're chasing after the bus. Take me home.
I'm the coordinator.
You're not allowed to come into school because you were violent the week before.
I'm at the bus yard telling the bus driver what to do.
He's making the front row punching a window.
Well, wait, you forgot McLean and Butters. Where are they?
McLean is a parent. McLean doesn't have to get on the bus. He just puts Tomato on the bus.
He just makes sure Tomato gets on.
Hey, no, well, wait. McLean is a foster parent.
He's like, that ain't blood.
Hey. Like they aren't my kids.
They paid me to take that.
You don't have to be perfect.
Plains kids ride the regular bus.
He's like, this is my job.
To be a perfect.
This is how I get paid. All right, what about Butters?
What is a Butters? You talking about the man who tries to give out condom advice?
What? I think so. I think that's who we're talking about.
You mean
this
the guy
that new franchise? This is that new content I was talking about.
I didn't realize that's who the guy that we were talking about.
And swallowed. Golly, quit talking about people, man. Leave that guy alone. Oh. Butters, you're a good man.
If you have any more kids, you'll have to buy a second van to take them around.
Just gonna send them to live with you. What is he talking about? Content? I'm not following.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back. We just had our draft. What was it? A week ago now?
Yeah, had it.
A week ago, and I've already got some very, very, very disappointing news. The number one running back in the league is out for at least 6 weeks. And everyone knows it.
Wait, classic. Clown!
Oh, that's outlawed. Can't do that anymore.
No, it was a throwback. Oh, that's why he said classic before.
Okay. As long as he throws the classic in, it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so my team is in dire straits right now. I need some action.
This is dire straits every year until you trade rape.
What else?
You throw me some trade action.
Well, what happened in trade talks when I left early? Everyone, nobody was liking the lopsided offers that EDD was offering? Like,
these were actually really good deals.
Nobody wanted those trades.
These were really solid, like, first class deals. Like, this is a win-win situation. You get better.
Did he threaten to redraft again?
When you're last, Dusty, I mean, come on. We're not going to take trades.
I'm just telling you right now.
Just telling you, stay out of the men's locker room.
Wait, is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? Like,
I'm just saying.
I can't go into the league owner's locker room with trade offers.
Wait a minute. I think I need to be telling Tomato that.
So you want to hear about Diddy tried trade me?
Yeah, let's hear it. Come on. This was a legit deal, though.
Okay. Because for Matthew Stafford, yeah. Frank Gore, Antonio Brown, and Rob Gronkowski.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Rob Gronkowski had an off year, right? You don't know what to expect. And plus, with what was going to happen with Brady, right? Nobody knew.
Okay.
All right. And who else was in that deal?
Antonio Brown.
Oh, Antonio Brown, 1 year wonder. All right.
Frank Gore and staph infection.
Frank Snore, right? Like old man Gore. He
what?
Somebody calling right now?
Sorry. Pro tip, we already went through this earlier. Do not touch the audio cables with your feet.
Did you just like shock yourself?
That's a pro tip. I shocked my ears. Okay, continue, Tomato.
Excuse me for a moment.
You're tampering with the jury pool, just so you know. But whatever.
That was an exchange for
just Aaron like Goodell.
Rogers.
You're the commissioner and the arbiter as well.
Aaron Rodgers, Rashad Jennings,
wait, hold on.
Emmanuel Sanders, and Dwayne Allen.
Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the NFL, right?
So this was an 8-player deal.
Yeah, this was an attempt. Wow. Did he give me a quarterback? Basically, he's going to give me a quarterback for an okay running back and the two number one producers in their statistical categories last year.
Yeah, that was last year. This is this year. Things change. They're a year older, right?
A year wiser.
Roethlisberger's basically washed up.
He was washed up from the start of his career.
I'm just saying, that seems like a legit deal. I would do that deal if I were you. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, there was even better offers out there than that. Come on.
Yeah, most of those were made to people who don't appear on the show anymore because they're afraid of getting bullied.
What about you, McLean? I offered you something. Come on. Do that.
Did you?
Yeah, that was a good deal. Wasn't I trying to get Dez?
Oh. That sounds like something that happened. See, how did I look this up?
I don't know. How'd you look it up, Tomator?
I checked my email.
Ooh, did you try there?
I didn't.
Do you have email?
What do I search?
Do you know how to use
your trash can?
Yeah, try searching like trade proposal.
Okay.
Search Sandusky.
Or just search Des Bryant.
Okay, here we go. Wait, this isn't it, is it? There's no Des here.
Uh-oh. Well,
but this looks pretty bad, so I think this is it. All right, you wanted Justin Forsett and Jeremy Macklin.
Oh, yeah, gross.
Gross?
Yeah, why would anybody want those?
Well, just wait. Just wait till you hear the next part.
Okay.
Then you'll really be throwing up. For Charles Johnson and Michael Floyd.
What the heck? What? Is this how he won last year, guys?
These are legit deals. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with any of those. You get better because you drafted players that are overachievers last year. And I get better because I get rid of people I don't want. It's a win-win.
It didn't take long for you to try to trade rape somebody.
I gotta do what I gotta do. And now I need a running back really, really bad.
Really? Your recent pickup of Monty Ball doesn't cure that?
Well, technically he is a running back. He just isn't gonna be able to run.
He could run to the store. Alright, so let me look at each of the owners' teams that are on here. And see what's going on with them.
Got a running back you can have.
All right. Offer me. Come on. Let's do this.
Four games.
Actually, there's been a lot of action in the MGo Blue hype thread. Let's check that out real quick.
Does that mean we're going to have the Michigan Minute?
Oh. Hold on. I'm seeing here that people are a little confused at what the MGo Blue hype thread was about. The MGo Blue hype thread is not about Metal Gear Online. Oh, man. What is this? Restart the hype train? The train went off the tracks last night? Come on. It was the first game, okay?
It's always amazing how you mysteriously go silent after these losses.
Well, for one thing, it's hard to tweet while you're sleeping.
I was going to say crying.
When the tears smear across the screen.
I watched.
You're probably unconsolable.
I remember ripping off my shirt and saying, I can't do this right now. I mean, I had my Michigan socks on, my Harbaugh hat, my Michigan throw pillow. I was ready.
Your Michigan scarf.
And my Michigan cup, my Michigan paper plates.
The coffee from the cafeteria that you
needed your Michigan Kleenex box.
But like I was telling you guys,
don't they use the Kleenex for Michigan as toilet paper?
Oh, wait, what?
Well, that stuff doesn't dispose, so probably not.
Was that a sick burn? I don't know.
That's like like how people have the septic tanks, and you can't put toilet paper in the toilet. You have to put it in bags.
What?
What? I think that's only in the hood.
Your trailer parks, clown.
Do they throw bags of shit out windows too?
Wait, when did you come on here? Where'd you come from, Canada?
Didn't you hear all that background noise?
Yeah, did you hear him like doing dishes?
You want to hear Canada go nuts? Yes. I can say something to make him just go nuts.
All right, let's see it. Do it.
Nah, I'm not gonna do it.
Oh wow. You're such a tease. Come on. Really? You can I'm gonna make him go crazy. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Underwhelming.
What do you say?
Underwhelming.
Oh. He said you don't got it in you. That's what he said.
Oh. I don't want it in me. You might want it in him, but I don't want it in me.
Yeah, Tomator. Stop already. All right, what do you think, Canada?
Diddy Sandusky will give it, he'll put it in you.
What do you think about Michigan and their heartbreaking loss to the eventual national champion Utah?
I'm sorry, I could care less.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Michigan sucks.
No, Michigan.
They lost to a bum team.
Just wait.
Go Baylor.
You're asking the guy who drafted Tony Gonzalez and Reggie Wayne.
I got rid of Gonzalez.
You didn't, wait. If you needed a running back, would you have taken Monty Ball?
No. Would you have taken money on his balls?
That too.
So okay, this podcast is sick. I'm out of here.
I think we can all agree that we saw a lot of upside from Michigan. We saw a lot of young talent on the verge of greatness.
We saw a lot of garbage on the field. It's worse than watching the Cowboys game.
Was that at the Big House?
No. The next game is Oklahoma State, where they're a 14-point favorite. Harbaugh's homecoming. I should have sent him a text. Told him, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You should have told him to make sure he knows what type of dance he's going to get when they win at the very last second after losing the entire game. What's he going to dance in his khakis?
He's going to do the Dougie.
I got a question. Do they at least slow down the Michigan bandwagon when people start jumping off it?
No, it's full steam ahead.
Right into a wall.
All right, anything else on Michigan? There's always next week. That's gonna be the theme of this season. There's always next week.
Anybody get injured?
No.
From the first game?
They're right. Fine.
Everybody's pride.
Yeah.
There was the big controversy was who's gonna start at quarterback. And they had the dual cameras.
That's always a good sign.
The dual cameras on Morris and what's his name? Roddick, whatever the hell his name is, the transfer. Right at the last minute. Who's gonna come out of the huddle? Who's gonna come out of the sideline? Oh, there he is! Roddick or whatever the hell his name is, the transfer. Then he goes and throws two interceptions, a pick six. All downhill from there. Put in Morris. Even if he has 10 concussions, who cares? All right, what's next? NFL? No, baseball. Born. Let's talk a little about baseball.
All right.
Cubs are going to win it all, aren't they?
Jays.
Well, we got to play our MLB show competition. And this is one of the first times in the last, 5 years that we've played where the Red Sox don't easily have the upper hand.
That's true.
So we should play.
TPS MLB World Series Best of 7 Cubs yeah. Red Sox.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, can we go back? Because we didn't finish the NBA. Can we talk about the NBA real quick?
So
Bourne and I were best of 7 NBA Finals. LeBron versus Curry. Edidi versus Bourne. Who's the master of NBA 2K15?
Me, because you both suck at it.
Right.
And then, so we started playing, and how many games did we get through?
I think 3 or 4.
And what was, I think I was up 3-1, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then LeBron lost the NBA Finals. Right?
LeBron lost it?
I mean, he's the man, right? This is his team. He's the coach. He's the GM.
Best player in the world.
Exactly. So it's all on him. I mean, are you seriously going to blame J.R. Smith for losing the NBA Finals?
No.
Exactly. I mean, sure, they didn't have Kevin Love. Sure, Irving went out in game one.
What are we talking about basketball for? This is over. The Cleveland Cavaliers suck. We don't care. It's a done deal.
Well, and
dropping the mic.
You're dropping the mic on the Cavs suck? They did make it all the way to the NBA Finals with without two of their top players.
Edidi, why are you thinking of literally any possible topic to avoid talking about the TPS NFL?
What are you talking about? First off, we haven't reviewed the Women's World Cup yet. Number one, the WNBA is in action right now. That's two.
Did you pour one out for Skylar?
Yes, of course. I poured a couple out. What else is there? The U.S. Open is not going on right now. What about Jason Day, huh? What about Spieth choking on the Grand Slam?
Who?
You got to watch that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
Were you there on
Not on Sunday.
Oh, not on Sunday?
But still. Golf?
Yeah, golf. Oh yeah.
Live? Golf?
Free?
Free? That's the best way to watch golf.
What?
Free. Yep. Live and free.
Does he clap a lot?
Nah.
You don't clap on the golf course, you bum.
I haven't golf.
You do.
Yeah,
a
you do.
Is that the rule?
Don't.
Hold on.
Well, not during the shots.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I want to know how many times Franchise has been on a golf course.
More times than you have, pal.
Wow.
And you haven't heard clapping?
You don't clap on the golf course, clown.
No clapping on the course.
What about golf claps?
That's the rules in the hood.
That's where they came from.
So now we're going to be racist and say the hood.
Yeah,
that's where we came from. Is that what we're saying? So we're throwing racist remarks out there now?
I'm just saying if it happens in the hood, it happens in the hood. That's
and
all.
People, Canada co-sign into this? What?
Canada has hoods, right?
Yeah.
Canada has prostitutes, too.
Whoa!
What?
Are you implying that the hood also has prostitutes?
That's actually pretty obvious, right?
Vancouver's a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, they have hood rats.
What is a hood rat? Do we even use that term anymore?
No.
I think I've used it a couple times in the last.
Are you asking if you use it in the hood or if you use it in outside the hood?
Do you use it at all? I haven't heard anybody call anybody a hood rat in, I don't know, 10 years. Where have you been?
On the golf
probably
course.
Probably watching players clap for each other on the golf course.
Oh, you're way out of line.
All right. So let's see. What else has happened in the world of sports? We've been gone a long time. All right.
Hockey?
Yeah. Somebody won the Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
I actually wouldn't mind talking about hockey.
I just thought we cover all bases.
Yeah.
We got to announce the Tomater's sporting news, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tomater, make your announcement.
Oh, yeah. I'm retired.
You're retired.
From water?
We never got that signed picture.
They're still available for purchase.
That's supposed to be our trophy.
Nobody wants that.
It's like our Shiva.
Yes. It's our Tomato live action photo on the bench. Look, you get the people playing.
Filling up the water jugs.
So
with cheers.
Is there clapping in water polo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
there's no clapping. You slap the water, don't you?
Hold on, Eddie. Let me ask him a question.
Yeah, like a seal.
Were you the guy that massaged people when they got injured?
Was I? No, I wasn't.
Yeah, right, Tomato. You're like, did you hurt your, let me squeeze and rub.
Were you the guy that said, you got a leg cramp? Let me rub that.
Why do you continue to put me in all these situations, Franchise?
I just want to know.
If the shit fits.
In fact, the people want to know.
Actually, we've been getting a lot of emails about that.
Exactly.
You're right.
The people want to know. They ask. You remember that one season where a Tomato said, that guy has great legs.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, I know.
You must have missed it. You said it, Cloud.
I missed that week. I don't recall that at all.
That was something I never said.
No, I think you did say it.
I think we can go back and find that.
I like the small forward, I said I like his size. I never said
you like his size. So you but like his said, size.
But I never
size?
Said,
really?
Yeah, I like that dude's legs.
You like the guy's size? Really?
Are you sure you didn't say you like that dude's legs?
There's a pretty big difference between those two things.
Whoa, you just opened yourself up.
Can we move on from this garbage fire of a conversation?
Should we go back to the tape?
Yeah.
Let's bring it back to the tape.
Hold on, still rewinding.
I like Yub's legs.
I think I found it.
Hold on.
I found it. Let's listen.
I like Yub's legs.
Yeah, that's it. I remember that. So you did say it, Tomato. Hold on. Wait.
So NFL.
No, we're not ready. I gotta rewind it again.
I like that dude's legs.
There we go. I had the wrong clip. Alright, what else? What else did we miss? There's so much that happened in the world of worlds.
What the fuck?
You just...
The world of worlds.
Esports is something now.
Alright, let's move on to the TPS NFL.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like Pantera logged on and found out that he only had one quarterback?
Yes.
That looks
good. Yeah, I haven't talked to my compadre in a while.
Wait, do you want to talk about
emphasis on padre?
Yes.
Okay, what'd you say, Tomato?
Do we want to talk about fighting games for a second?
That's a good question, because apparently ESPN is covering esports or now or something.
Yeah, did you see a lot of that?
Yeah, I do. They mentioned what did they mention? Dota. They've had things on Dota.
Yeah, they've been putting some of the highlights where that one guy started celebrating too early.
At fucking Evo in Guilty Gear Xrd Sign, the most anime of fucking fighting games.
So I'm thinking that we need to have an esports fantasy league.
Yes.
Wow. I'll be drafting Tony Gonzalez for sure then.
Wait a minute, that exists for League of Legends. How does it work? Do you know how it works, or like what do you do?
I don't know. You draft players.
Like players like computer players.
So at least in Counter-Strike Go, they have a system which is very similar to like daily fantasy leagues for other sports. Like you pick like a set of players that you want. There's like different ways, like if you pick an in-game leader, because in Counter-Strike Go there's like four normal players, then there's the dude calling the shots, the in-game leader, and then so you can pick the in-game leader and like call them your quote-unquote in-game leader, and then like they get points for how the team performs as a whole too, so it's just like that system basically.
And what do? You just watch them?
Yeah, you just buy them. It's like an auction system. You buy them. You get
Is there any
money.
Injuries?
Like if somebody's thumb gets jammed, like
do I carpal tunnel?
Yeah. Is that carpal tunnel syndrome?
I mean,
put him on IR. He's got hemorrhoids.
There's not injuries in that sense. People like can like they people are like, oh, I can't. Like people get DDoSed, so they can't like play in specific games because they're just being forced out of the connection by people who were betting on these games. Betting
really.
Yeah, betting their virtual Counter-Strike Go skins.
Oh my gosh. This sounds amazing.
Those are worth like hundreds.
Yeah, no. There's
like hundreds of bitcoins.
There are knives that are worth upwards of tens of thousands of dollars.
Why is stuff like that worth anything? It's not real.
Why does fiat currency exist, D-Diddy?
Why does
abolish the Fed
keep talking? Just the questions that we'll never answer. Oh, so frustrating. All right, let's go to teams. Or let's go to Mexico Brownies. See what happened to you. Oh, wow. Wow.
What?
This is gross. Darren McFadden? Really?
Yeah.
No, don't say this, yeah.
This is his breakout year.
This is not... He's not even the number one quarterback.
Yeah, he's not a quarterback at all.
See? Oh man, this isn't good. I'm looking at last year's stats, and he didn't get 100 yards once. He never carried the ball more than 20 times, and he only broke double digits fantasy points twice all season. That is not a recipe for success.
So he's due. You're saying he's due.
No, I'm saying he's done. It's over.
Let me check his stats.
All right.
See what I see.
All right. Let's see what you see.
I see that he played not in Dallas.
Yep.
But now he is playing in Dallas.
Okay. That's not a stat, but okay.
Behind the greatest offensive line in the league.
All right.
No.
That's what I see.
All right.
I can't wait to watch him carry the ball 20 times for 35 yards.
It's going to be so amazing. It's going to be so amazing.
Who?
Plus you got Joseph Randall, which is a poor man's Darren McFadden.
I got them both.
That's not good.
What about you, huh?
What do you
Don't you wish you had both St. Louis running backs?
Actually, I was supposed to have Randall. You stole him from me at the draft.
No, I didn't.
You stole a lot of players from me.
He was sniping you?
Romo, Randall.
Romo?
You wanted Romo?
You wanted Romo? No.
After you touted the fact that you had Kaepernick?
I had plans for Romo.
Kaepernick, you took Rodgers in the first round.
Plan B. Oh, yeah. I had plans for Rodgers, too.
Yeah. You can't play them both.
You know you can't. All right, so what else is going on here?
Well, what about Denard?
What about Denard?
You didn't cover that I drafted Denard.
Yeah, but I think last year was his year. I don't think he gets better than that. Couple hundred-yard games. He played a little. I think that's it. He's hit his ceiling.
Like Michigan.
No, not like Michigan.
Maybe you're, when you put it like that, you might be right.
You compare him to Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He is a Michigan man.
Oh, all right. Looking at this team is making me sick. Let's move on to Calabria. All right. Let's see. All right, your keeper was Peterson, which he's not happy in Minnesota.
Like, I don't really care about that.
But that is going to impact.
That's again, that itself is not a stat either.
That's going to impact production. He's not in the right state of mind. He's coming off beating all of his kids. I mean, this is the recipe for a down year for all day.
He has fresh legs.
He's still like
four. Legs.
Yeah, you know what they use when you get the ball and you run it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, smartass, I do.
Okay, well, you asked the question.
Tell me more about these legs.
That's why I brought it up. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, let's see what else we got. Okay, ODB. I can get down with that. ODB did some work last year for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, thanks for not keeping him.
It's so sad he couldn't find a good home. So bad.
All right, we'll see.
You took a flyer on Tom Brady. That looks like it's going to work out for you.
Yep.
You really lucked out there. What else? What else are you looking at for this roster? Is like, you know what?
I picked up Yeldon in a couple other leagues that I was in just as a flyer, so it'll be interesting to see if he does anything. This year I tried to go for depth that I lacked last year, trying to improve on that, whatever it was, 0-9 start, 0-10 start.
Yeah.
Well, so
you don't got a lot of work to do to improve from the 0-9 with that start.
Well, I finished a lot better, but yeah, I shouldn't have to worry about it too much, hopefully.
Okay. That team makes me sick too. Let's move on to Tomaters. You only got one good team. You only got one good player.
Whoa, look at that bench.
Yeah, that bench is, whoa.
Foster looks like he's coming back though early. That's good news.
That bench looks nasty.
My bench is one of my handcuffs is injured.
Steve Smith Sr. is your best player.
Okay. So.
No argument there.
And that's dissing Edidi's favorite quarterback.
Yeah, so you don't like Matthew Stafford.
You went with Staff. Oh no, the staff infection.
I picked him up in like the 12th round.
Oh, you overpaid.
Wow. That's coming from you?
Hey, I'm working my magic there, Bourne.
Wow.
I've got Jameis Winston.
Trying to dilute something. The talent there?
Yeah, come on now.
He's just trying to downplay him so he can trade him for what less.
Whoa, really?
He didn't? No.
Edidi, who else on my team sucks?
Antonio Brown.
Brown.
Frank Gore.
Sammy Watkins.
Yep,
injury. Sammy. Little injury prone.
Yeah. Gronk, injury prone.
Yep.
Patriots defense, injury prone.
The entire team.
Melvin Gordon. Who?
He's the Chargers' new running back.
Yeah, but I got his handcuff, so watch out.
Congrats.
Watch out.
Maybe. Yeah, I did a bad job of getting my handcuffs. I didn't. I don't have Alfred Blue either.
Melvin Gordon.
You got Danny Woodhead.
What is
so funny about that? It's not funny. You can't do much with it.
You got Jaquizz.
Danny Bonehead. Oh,
you got Jaquizz.
The names of your players, I bet you got some player named Boner.
Antonio Boner Brown.
All right, next team. Beast Mode. Let's talk about Beast Mode's team.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Right. Did he leave?
All right, let's talk about somebody else's team. Team Canada.
All right. Yeah?
All right, you got Peyton Manning. He's old.
Yes. Right? I had a lot of old players before. Now I've just reduced it to one.
Reggie Wayne. He's really old.
He's on my bench. Why'd you go from my quarterback on my starter to Reggie Wayne on my bench? You didn't name off the rest of my team.
Didn't Reggie Wayne get cut?
Yeah, he just got cut.
He just got cut. He asked to be cut. He said,
He did?
Yes. He asked for his release, and Patriots like, hell yeah!
Colts were probably asking him to, come back?
No, they need a wide receivers coach. Alright, well, let's see.
Anyway, I got Marshawn Lynch.
Whatever.
Nothing but winning, nothing but points. Carlos Hyde, I think big of Carlos Hyde.
Why?
Because!
Carlos Hyde does not think big of Carlos Hyde.
Careful.
There's no more gore. He's gonna get all the touches.
He's gonna get touched.
In the leg. Okay, Andre Helton. I don't know much about him, honestly.
Alright, what else?
Demaryius Thomas.
You're just naming everybody on your team.
Yeah. Cause you're not. You went from Peyton Manning to Reggie Wayne. You're making me look bad.
I'm making you look like Canada. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Reggie Bush, really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two defenses, really?
It's just in case one gets hurt. He's gotta have time.
Handcuff your D.
For my bye week.
Handcuff your D.
That's a really good motto. Handcuff your D.
Alright, I'm done looking at your team.
Hold on. Heath Miller, tight end, Pittsburgh.
Tony Gonzalez replacement.
Yeah, okay, I drafted Gonzalez. Ha! No, he's not on my team anymore. Joe Flacco. Anyway, go on.
TPS NFL bums, a subscription is required to use your photos on third-party websites. Share your photos on Photo Time. That's his logo. Let's see who did. Now, the bums were complete auto pick.
Should we ask Butters to come up, recreate an avatar that says, F-com, go Photo Time?
That would be amazing. I'm just saying. That would be pretty sweet. So Team Auto Pick was actually at the draft, on the call with us.
Playing a one-button game?
Yep, playing a one-button game.
Two buttons.
And it was way too much for him to actually draft his team. He went straight Auto Pick. And Julio Jones, Matt Forte, not too bad.
When did the computer pick his quarterback?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Sixth round?
Wow.
So I don't know how Pantera messed his team up so bad.
No kidding.
Because the computer should automatically take a quarterback within the first
especially if they're all taken by all the other teams.
It doesn't make any sense unless he said, quarterbacks aren't worth it this year.
What quarterback?
Roethlisberger.
No, that's okay.
No backup.
You didn't know? We're telling you this. This is news to you?
Yeah, I haven't looked at my team yet.
Straight auto pick.
Was I the only one that drafted two defenses? Or like that took 2D?
Yes.
You've probably taken 2D before.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I walked into that. Yeah. I ran into that. What the hell?
This wasn't the first time.
No, we backed into it.
Alright, let's go ahead and take a look at Martinez Lazy Kings. He was another auto pick team because apparently he was too busy, kid, whatever. Whatever. Hospital, whatever. Anyway, he didn't take a quarterback till the very last round, right?
Yeah. Yep.
The very last round. And he drafted Sam Bradford. How did he get, did he pick up Carson Palmer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Like, why would you do that? I would just go without a quarterback. At
Bradford's
point.
Potentially not a bad pick, especially if it's your very last pick. At
Philadelphia offense? Come on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to do a lot of something. I don't know.
As long as his knees hold up.
Let's see. So he's got LeSean McCoy.
Who? Yeah. McCoy.
Yeah, McCoy. CJ Anderson. Hey, get at me, Pantera. I got a trade offer there for you.
He's joiking it.
He's joiking it?
He's a joik off, to be honest, but.
I'm trying to help your team get better. I got a quarterback in the mix for you. You need this deal. How long is Martavius Bryant out?
I think it's like 3 or 4 games.
3 or 4 games. Okay. So that might not be, that might be a surprise later on. We'll see, we'll see. And let's see.
Just a little update on who else in the league has two, there's one other team in this league who has two defenses.
Alright, who's that?
It's Team Beast Mode.
Oh, of course.
Backing up the Texans, he has the Panthers.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah.
But you still feel bad. That's the key, right?
What else? Yeah. Okay.
So who had the best draft, according to ESPN?
The two auto drafters, right?
I think mm-hmm. so, of course. Like, that always happens, right? Auto pick because it's following the set.
Did either of them end up with Jordy?
I don't know who ended up with Jordy. It's a good question. Who
had Jordy? I think outside of the auto pick, Glabra drafted the best team.
It's either good news or ominous news.
No, according to ESPN, the TPS NFL Rough Riders drafted outside of the auto pick teams.
It doesn't look like Nelson was drafted.
Yeah, because he got injured before.
So he must have been ranked way down.
Yeah.
Nelson Aguilar? Aguilar?
Give him 2 or 3 days. Darcy or Pantera will pick him up.
Because the transactions tab shows you the history of the player, and there's nothing on it, so.
Hmm. So right now, who has the best chance of winning this thing?
I do.
Now.
Absolutely.
Try again.
Before you make lopsided trades?
I'm not trading for a while. It depends on the injuries I get, but I won't trade.
You're not
going to
trade?
Oh, I'll trade.
Let's do something then. Come on.
No, leave me alone.
Offer me up.
Run away.
Back that thing up.
Jesus.
Oh. Don't shock yourself.
What is happening? Is that franchise?
No, that's me. If I unplug it, my computer might shut down. Like last time, I unplugged the headphones. And then I get messages from Tomato on Skype. Are you alive? All right, what else is going on? The games start Thursday. We have a Pick'em League again. You have minutes to sign up if you haven't yet.
Oh, no.
If you're an owner, on the front page of the league, you'll find a link to the group. Sign up. Password's right there as well. Let's see. Right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 people signed up in the group. Picks are just happened, which is me. Footballlocks.com, which is McLean. Born is born. IMix Master is IMix Master. You ain't bout these picks is Ron Bro. No picks, no problem. Tomato. Chuck on these nuts is JT. And Bowser is Bowser. So go ahead and get yourself in that Pick'em's group.
Those are some original names.
You have, what, 3 more days to sign up? 4 more days?
Yeah.
3.5 more days.
Is it just straight up or against the spread?
It's against spread. The spread. Always against the spread. You can't trust these people to make straight up picks. And who won last year? McLean, did you win?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
And you won the year before that too, right?
Probably.
Which was controversial. From
it's not keeping it though.
I know, it's not giving us any stats.
But, I mean, you can look at 2014, that's it. McLean won 128 to your 123.
Oh, I was robbed.
Ooh, that was a beatdown.
No, I was robbed. That was a last second Hail Mary.
When Canseco's T-balls fell short.
Oh, good stuff. Wait, what else? We didn't follow up on the league that we had a draft lottery this year.
It was pretty, oh, that's right.
Pretty intense. Depending on your standings last year, you got a bunch of T-balls. You put them in the computer. I had one T-ball, I think, versus Bourne. You had the most T-balls?
Yeah, and I got my team lost the luck.
Yeah, you didn't get the first pick.
Even got the you fifth.
The highest percentage to get the first pick. Your T-balls just didn't come through for you. Who did get the first pick? Who won that lottery? I don't even remember.
Is that Ron Bro?
I think it was Ron Bro. I think he had like 4 or 5 T-balls. I don't remember. But it was really exciting.
Yeah, it was. Watching them all be uncovered one by one.
One by one, revealed 12th pick all the way to number 1 pick. I mean, that's going to be a tradition for this league. We're going to continue
good.
With the T-balls as long as that website still works every year.
You need to donate the $2.
Click those ads.
I can do some.
You already clicked like 2 of them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We gotta have it at least for next year.
Make sure you're using their Amazon referral link for all your purchases.
What was the? What is the website? Do we?
I don't know.
I think I just put fantasy football draft lottery in, and whatever popped up is what I used.
No, you picked something that was off-brand. I remember that.
Didn't you put it in the message board?
I think I did. Somebody, quick. Gotta give a shout out to whatever our official draft lottery system is.
Message board is so cluttered.
So much.
No, it doesn't look.
It's not draftorder.com, is it? Or draftlotto.com or draftpicklottery.com.
This is great content.
Oh, I think it was draftpicklottery.com. Yep, that's it.
Ding, wasn't ding, it dot ding. Biz?
Lottery.php. Not loading. That is definitely the one.
Oh no.
You broke it.
Okay, yep, and there is a donate right on right boom.
Oh yeah, here it is. I found it.
Draftpicklottery.com.
Yeah.
Look, when you donate, you don't just donate. You actually get an email report of the draft order. So you pay, you donate $2, but they give you something for donating, which is an email of the screen that you can just print screen.
Yeah, but you're paying for the convenience.
So you print screen?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Diddy, if I pay you $2, will you print screen me?
Just send me a picture and I'll print screen the hell out of it for $2.
So are you pirating from draftpicklottery.com?
Well, they do say it's a free site, so technically I'm not doing anything wrong.
Did they say you can redistribute, huh? Hmm?
Doesn't say it can't.
Freedom isn't free.
Well, they should put an American flag on this website then. That's all I'm saying. This is a great, so if you're ever doing a draft lottery for anything, like who's going to make breakfast, draft lottery it. Who's going to cook dinner? Who's going to do the laundry? Draft lottery it. Give yourself a bunch of T-balls. You can do custom, weighted, straight up. Everyone receives a T-ball. I mean, this is the way that everyone should do everything. Decision making should go through draftpicklottery.com. The official draft lottery picker of the TPS NFL. This podcast is brought to you by draftpicklottery.com. Click on their Amazon link. or upgrade and get us an email report. Because, you know, that's good for archiving, right?
Yeah, then you can know what site
history needs to be recorded.
Maybe I should favorite this for next time. How about that? That sounds like
do they have a Twitter account?
Maybe we should do some retweeting, right?
Yeah. What draft picks? What is it?
draftpicklottery.com/index.php.
Mm. Can't forget that PHP index.
Get your indexing on.
There is a lot of people using it.
Of course, because it's amazing.
But it's spread out over a lot of years.
That's right.
There have only been three people who tweeted it this year.
You mean four people?
Wait. You refresh?
This is the kind of quality representation you can expect from sponsoring the TFIS NFL podcast. If you're interested, please email ediddy999@theplaystationshow.com.
It's not popping up though because you used the bit.ly link.
Oh, you know what? I should have hashtagged it then.
Yeah, you should have or actually typed in the URL.
Oh, draftpicklottery.com. Check out the Twitters if you wanted to know about that.
Oh, there, now it's popping up, but it still went to the short link.
How about now? Boom. Check that hashtag. Who's using that hashtag? I just invented a hashtag.
Dot.
Congrats.
All right, what else? Anything else we need to review? How long have we been at this? It's been almost an hour. Perfect timing. Last words, Tomator, your last words. It's going to be a great year. I'm in it to win it. Leaving it all out on the spreadsheets.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Keep your stick on the ice. Canada, he just stole your last words. So do something with bruh in it. All right, Bourne, last words.
Let's go Bucks.
Oh, gross.
Bruh.
Gross. Yeah, let's go Bronx. All right, McLean, last words.
Go blue.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now that's some proper last words right there. Butters, last words.
Go OK State.
Oh, stop. Enough. Franchise, last words. Franchise, last words.
Get out of here. Wow. Holders.
Racist.
Did we do it justice?
No clapping.
play that video link I just sent.
There's no clapping in the hood.
I know how to make Canada crazy. Never mind, not gonna do it next week. I'll do it next week.
If you were a tennis player, who would you want to be like?
Oh, that's an ad.
Make their birdies at 16, and this is day.
Everyone give us an iTunes review, please. One under
par. Pump it when the clapping starts.
Two putts for sure victory, and that lag, exceptional. At that point, Jason Day knew he had won the PGA Championship.
Jesus Christ.
And Jason Day.
There was not enough clapping.
Oh, wow.
There needs to be more clapping.
More clapping.
Hold on.
This is winning.
I found it.
Ha ha ha.